To have this, does there have to be a judicial decision? A judicial decision, does this have to be motivated? If there has to be justification, not just an administrative act, but is there a necessity of proportionality, for example? And if these orders for solitary confinement are given following a request by the judge or the police or the lawyer, how about the position of the lawyer for the person that has been detained to obtain this? That's the question that I would like to ask. And the second question is, if during the time of confinement, can the prisoner have a visit by a doctor, a physician? Because the greatest risk of solitary confinement is a situation wherein there could be torture, and so as to avoid this risk, the best way to risk is to have visits, checks. In some states, every 6 hours there'll be a visit by a physician, by a doctor, to make sure there would not be torture. I'd like to know if in Iceland, is there any provision or any similar mechanism in place? Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Gomez, for the clarity you raised. Mr. Carrasco, you have the floor now. Please proceed. Thank you. I'd like to thank you all for the replies you've given and also for